This is the Daily Text for September the 22nd, 2016. Eternal security versus divine assurance. Matthew 21, 28 to 32. What do you think? There was a man who had two sons. He went to the first and said, "Son, go and work today in the vineyard." "I will not," he answered, but later changed his mind and went. Then the father went to the other son and said the same thing. He answered, "I will, sir," but he did not go. Which of the two did what his father wanted? "The first," they answered. Jesus said to them, "Truly I tell you, the tax collectors and the prostitutes are entering the kingdom of God ahead of you. For John came to you to show you the way of righteousness, and you did not believe him. But the tax collectors and the prostitutes did. And even after you saw this, you did not repent and believe him." Consider this. There's an old familiar gospel hymn whose refrain repeats, "When we all get to heaven, what a day of rejoicing that will be. When we all see Jesus, we'll sing and shout the victory." According to Scripture, especially like today's text, we should make a strategic word substitution for the song to ring more true. We should take out the word rejoicing and insert the word surprises. When we all get to heaven, what a day of surprises that will be. The religious leadership carried a profoundly prideful presumption of what today might be called eternal security. Their confidence was in their birth certificate, their Abrahamic lineage. Jesus was doing everything he could to expose and dismantle this false form of faith. Jesus was taking the axe to the base of the tree of a doctrinally based, self-assured, eternal security. In its place was coming the divine assurance of the Holy Spirit that all whose faith was indeed faith and not empty professions would inherit the kingdom of heaven. You saw the stinging contrast. It couldn't be missed. Those who had earlier passed on the invitation, the prostitutes and tax collectors, and repented, which means they changed their minds and realigned their lives accordingly, they were entering the kingdom by the droves. Meanwhile, those who earlier signed the dotted line of their lineage turned out to prove themselves as anything but Abraham's children. Their recalcitrant minds and unrepentant hearts would ultimately prove the falsehood of their faith. Jesus, however, was giving them every chance. Hence we should sing, "What a day of surprises that will be." I fear there's a form of this same brand of eternal security asserting itself as faith at work in the present-day landscape of Christianity. It's what I call the software agreement approach. People agree with the terms of the Christian faith, click the right boxes, call it faith, and claim eternal security. The problem with their yes is, despite their profession of faith, their lives say no. Can we call it? Far from real faith, it's a form of easy believism. Several years back, I ran across the staggering statistic that there had been 3 times as many decisions made for Christ in the United States at the time as there were people living here. Decision-oriented, software agreement Christianity simply does not qualify on any level as the kind of discipleship called for by Jesus. So what's the alternative? Eternal insecurity? Heavens no. We need a more biblical framework. The security versus insecurity construct, in my assessment, is right in its effort, but wrong in its execution. In its place, we need to live into and out of the Holy Spirit assurance versus human presumption framework. Hear Romans 8, 14 to 17. For those who are led by the Spirit of God are the children of God. The Spirit you received does not make you slaves so that you live in fear again. Rather, the Spirit you received brought about your adoption to sonship, and by Him we cry, Abba, Father. The Spirit Himself testifies with our spirit that we are God's children. Now, if we are children, then we are heirs, heirs of God, and co-heirs with Christ, if indeed we share in His sufferings, in order that we may also share in His glory. Assurance of salvation is the gift of the Holy Spirit to the humble. Presumption is the self-generated security that smacks of pride. These are the 21st century echoes I hear from Jesus' first century teaching. I will leave it there for today. I'm sure I'll get some pushback, and that's okay. You all know by now I don't come out of a thus saith the Lord confidence in what I write. It's just my best reading and strong, albeit tentative, understanding. The prayer. Father, I want to be a person whose yes is a yes. And if I can't be that, let me be a person whose no gets changed to a yes by repentance and faith. Save me from being a yes person who turns out to be a no. Come, Holy Spirit, and make me humble. Bring me into a posture before you so I can receive the gift of your assurance alone that I belong to you. Yes, let your assurance be my security and not my own self-assured confidence in my standing before you. For Jesus' sake and in His name, amen. The questions. Number one, what do you think about this substitution of the word surprises for rejoicing in the old hymn? Number two, how do you reflect on this change from the security versus insecurity approach to the Holy Spirit assurance versus human presumption approach? Makes sense? And number three, how about you? Do you have this gift of Holy Spirit assurance that you are a child of God? Or are you clinging to a self-confident attitude about your standing before God? Would you consider trading in the latter for the former? What would that mean? For The Awakening, I'm J.D. Walt.